今早上我们很高兴John Lauder 牧师再次来到我们中间跟我们分享。
We're very happy to have Pastor John Lauder among us to share the message this morning.
我请他上来。
And we're going to give the time to you.
What a blessing it is each time I have the opportunity, we have the opportunity to worship with you.
我很高兴每次我们我和我的妻子能够来到大家中间和大家一起敬拜。
You know, we have a unique experience when we're able to come here and worship with you because we experience what I think what heaven is going to be like.
每次来到你们中间，我都有一种非常特别的体验，就好像是让我感受到就是像天堂一样的一种感受。
We're singing to God. We're praising Him and.In two or maybe three languages, but in heaven, it'll be thousands upon thousands of languages.
像我们在一起唱诗歌的时候，我们可能用了两三种语言在这里赞美神。但是在天堂的话，可能就有成千上万的各种各样的语言一起在赞美神。
It's great now, and it's going to be glorious one of these days.
到那天的话，真的是非常荣耀神的那个时刻。
I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Joshua.
请大家把圣经翻到约书亚记这本书。
That's the sixth book in your Bible.
这是圣经当中的第六本书。
So you got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua. So it's a sixth book.
有从创世纪出埃及记一直到约书亚，这是前面共有六本书。
I know you probably don't remember, but a year ago when I was last with you, we finished looking at the 23rd Psalm.
不知道你们记不记得上一次我来到你们中间大概是一年前了，我们一起看了诗篇的23章第一节。
And we looked at that first verse which said, The Lord is my shepherd.
这里第一节讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
I shall not want.
我必不致缺乏。
And I told you how, I didn't have any trouble saying that with David because I think...I have experienced some of the same sort of things that David experienced.
我可以，我也经历了这里大卫所经历的，所以我并没有困难来讲解这个经文。
This morning, I want to look at a number of people throughout the Bible who they too could say, "Me too."
今天我想让大家来看到圣经当中有另外一群人，他们也做出了同样的宣告，说耶和华是我的牧者。
Now, last time I was with you, I told you that the English translation that I was reading from of Psalm 23:1, verse 1 had 9 words.
上次我和你们在一起的时候，我说到了诗篇23章第一节，它的英语翻译其实只有9个单词。
But what David had written was only 4 words in the Hebrew language.
但是在大卫用希伯来写的文字当中其实只有4个单词。
Those 4 words were, first of all, Yahweh or Jehovah.
第一个单词就是耶和华。
The second word was, is the one who continually shepherds me.
第二个单词就是那个一直牧养我的牧者。
The third word was nothing.
第三个词就是没有。
And then the fourth word in the Hebrew was shall I lack?
第四个单字就是我缺乏的。
Now those last two words are often translated, I have everything I need.
这里最后两个词经常就被翻译成我已拥有我需要的一切。
Or I shall not want.
或者是我别无所求。
And I think both of those are legitimate translations, even though they're slightly different from each other.
这两个翻译都是合理的，虽然有一些小小的不同。
You see, another way of saying nothing shall I lack is, I don't like anything.
还有一种翻译就是说，我一无所缺。
And anything certainly would include everything that we need.
这里就包括了所有我们所需要的一切，我们都不缺乏。
So I think that's a good translation.
我觉得这是一个很好的一个翻译。
But I can also see David saying, I shall not want.
我可以理解这里为什么大卫说我不致缺乏。
Because surely David had reached that point in his life where he understood the importance of limiting our wants to those things that we actually really truly need.
我可以想象到大卫他已经成熟到了一种可以将自己想要的限制在自己真正需要的东西。
When we're able to do that, we not only experience what we need from the Lord, but what we want.
如果你能够做到这一点的话，你就不仅仅拥有你所需要的一切，你还拥有你所想要的一切。
I think it's a good thing to be able to say, all that I want is all that I need.
我觉得非常，如果你能够说，我想要的就是我所需要的，这是非常好的一个境界。
Because that's all that I want is all that I need.
因为我所想要的就是我所需要的。
And that is plenty.
这已经足够了。
Well, because the Lord was his shepherd, when it came to everything that David absolutely needed each and every day of his life, he knew there was nothing lacking.
因为耶和华是大卫的牧者，大卫他每日所需要的一切，他知道他没有缺乏。
There was nothing lacking because the Lord was right there with him, continually shepherding him and meeting every need that he had.
因为神一直与他同在，牧养他，给他一切所需。
Likewise, if the Lord is your shepherd, like he was David's shepherd, when it comes to everything that you absolutely need each and every day of your life, you can be assured that there's nothing lacking for you either.
同样的，如果神是你的牧者，就像大卫一样的话，你每日所需要的一切，你也可以确信你必不缺乏。
Why? Because he's right there with you.
因为神一直与你同在。
He's continually shepherding you and meeting every need that you have.
牧养你，并且给你一切所需要的东西。
Now that's what we talked about last time that I was with you a year ago.
这是我上次和你们大家在一起的时候谈到的。
David wrote those words right around 1000 BC.
大卫大约是在公元前1000年前写下了这首诗歌。
But 400 years earlier, we come to this story here in the book of Joshua chapter 1.
但是在这之前的400年前，以色列国，也就是我们这一讲到约书亚记讲到的这个部分，就是以色列国它面临了一个很大挑战。
The nation of Israel stood at the banks of the Jordan River, which they had to cross, and God had told them to take possession of the land on the other side of it.
这时候以色列国的国民他们没有这个勇气和胆量去跨越约旦河，也是这是神在40年前就应许他们的，也是要求他们去做的。
Now God had told them to do that 40 years earlier, but they chickened out on it.
神在40年前就要求他们这么做，但是他们却没有这个胆量。
Well, this time God spoke to another leader by the name of Joshua.
这时候，神就对当时的以色列国，国的一个领袖，也就是约书亚，他这么说。
And I want you to look at what he says in verse 5.
我们可以看到在第一章第五节，大家一起可以看一下。
God said to Joshua, "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life."
神对约书亚说，你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
That's a very familiar passage of scripture, isn't it?
这段经节大家有没有听起来非常的耳熟？
Now look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Where he says, be strong and courageous.
神对约书亚说，你当刚强壮胆。
Because I will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give to them.
因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。
And then in verse 9, he says this.
然后在第九节，神又说，
Have I not commanded you be strong and courageous?
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆。
Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Now it would have been perfectly understandable if Joshua, in the face of such an enormous challenge, would have just melted with fear.
如果约书亚他对于他所面临到的挑战而感到惧怕退缩，其实是可以完全理解的。
Instead, God told him he could be strong and courageous and unafraid.
然而神却告诉他，你要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
And he could be all that for a single reason.
他能够做到这一点，只有有一个原因。
Because the Lord his God would be with him wherever he went.
因为神无论在何地都与他同在。
Wherever.
无论何地。
Even in the darkest and most difficult of situations.
即使是在最黑暗最艰难的时刻处境。
God promised that he would be with him.
神应许约书亚他必与他同在。
Now that's what God promised Joshua.
这是神应许约书亚的。
There's something about God, when he makes a promise, he keeps a promise, doesn't he?
当神有应许的时候，他必遵守他的应许。
And Joshua learned, because God kept his promise, that whenever it came to everything he would ever need, each and every day, there would be nothing lacking.
因为约书亚知道神必遵守他的诺言，所以他约书亚知道他每日所需要的所有他都必不缺乏。
There'd be nothing lacking because the Lord would be right there with him.
他必不缺乏，因为神与他同在。
Now I want you to turn over with me a few pages through the book of Joshua.
大家再翻两页，再往后翻两页。
Yeah, the next book is the book of Judges, and I want you to turn to the 6th chapter.
不是两页，是翻到下面一本书《士师记》的第六章。
Now, this, all the stuff with Joshua took place about 1400 BC.
约书亚记大概是写在公元前1400年左右。
A couple of hundred years later, about 1200 BC,God appeared to a man by the name of Gideon, and he gave him a pretty big job too.
而在此的两百年之后，也就是公元前1200年左右，神向基甸显现，交给他了一项重大的任务。
God told him, "I want you to save my people Israel from the oppression that they're experiencing at the hands of the Midianites."
神说我要你从我要你去从米甸人手里拯救以色列人。
Now, I love how Gideon replies in verse 15.
我很喜欢这里基甸在这里六章十五节说到的。
For me, the best translation of what he says is, excuse me? My clan is a nobody clan. Among the clans of Israel, and I'm a nobody in a nobody clan.
我觉得这里最好的翻译就是，对不起，我的氏族是以色列氏族中最微小的，我也是最微小的人当中最微小的。
In other words, Gideon said to God something that maybe you've said to God a time or two. I know I have.
这是基甸对神想要说，就是我知道我也会对神这样子说。
God, you've got the wrong guy.
也就是说神你找错人了。
But look how God responded in verse 16. The Lord answered, I will be with you.
但是你看一看神在16节是怎么说的，神说，我与你同在。
And that would be all the difference that Gideon needed to carry out the huge assignment that God had given him.
就是因为这样才能使基甸能够完成上帝交给他这么艰巨的任务。
Just like it was all the difference that Joshua had needed to accomplish the enormous task that God gave him 200 years earlier.
这也同样使得耶稣亚能够在当时完成上帝交给他的任务。
So he told that to Joshua in 1400 and then Gideon in 1200 and then in 1000 he gave David that same understanding.
神在公元前1400年的时候告诉约书亚说我与你同在，他在神又在公元前1200年左右向基甸说同样的话，然后在公元前1000年的时候又对大卫说出了同样的话，我与你同在。
And then David wrote down for us those memorable words.
然后大卫就写下了我们都记得的那一句。
And he said when it came to everything he needed to be the king of that nation that Joshua had led before him and Gideon had led before him, there was nothing lacking.
大卫说，他作为约书亚和基甸他们带领的以色列国的国王，他拥有他所需要的一切。
There was nothing lacking because the Lord was right there with him.
他什么都不缺乏，因为神一直与他同在。
He was continually shepherding him and meeting every need that he had.
神一直在牧养他，满足他所有的需求。
Okay, now I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to the New Testament.
现在我要跨进到新约圣经，大家请打开。
To the last page of the Gospel of Matthew.
翻到马太福音的最后一页，28章。
So David wrote in 1000 BC, and then 1000 years later, a guy by the name of Yeshua appeared among the people.
在大卫写下这首诗篇的1000年之后，一个人名叫耶稣来到了人群中间。
The name Yeshua is a form of the Hebrew name Joshua.
其实耶稣这个词是在希伯来文当中是约书亚这个名字的另外一种形式。
And as time went on, more and more people are beginning to wonder if this might be the long-awaited son of David promised in Scripture.
当时的人，有越来越多的人都想要知道这个耶稣是否就是大家一直在等待的圣经中所说大卫的后代。
Over the course of just 3.5 years, he gathered around him some followers that we know of as disciples or learners.
在短短的3年半的时间当中，耶稣就聚集了一群他的追随者，我们称之为门徒，也就是也可以称作为学生。
They spent 3.5 years with Jesus.
他们和耶稣一起共处了大概3年半的时间。
But then he was arrested and then executed and died. He died and was buried.
但是耶稣却在之后被逮捕处决了，被埋葬起来。
And I can just imagine that those who had placed all their hopes and dreams in him, they must have been devastated.
我可以想象那些人，他们将他们所有的希望和梦想都寄托在了耶稣身上，他们当时一定十分的沮丧。
That is until he rose from the dead 3 days later.
但是在耶稣3天之后，他从死里复活。
And at the end of a 40-day period of being with them, he left them again.
之后耶稣与门徒一起生活了40天之后他离开了他们。
But before he left them, he gave them an impossible assignment.
但是在他走之前耶稣交给了他门徒一个几乎不可能的任务。
And it wasn't to lead the Israelites in a revolt against Rome or win a military victory over Rome and retake control of a relatively small piece of territory and an obscure corner of the Middle East.
这个任务并不是说要带领以色列人军事上打败罗马并且夺回中东那区相对比较小的那些领地。
That was too small an assignment.
这个任务并相比耶稣交代的任务不算什么。
This was much bigger.
但是耶稣交代的任务是更加大的。
He told them to go into all the world.
耶稣让门徒他们走向世界。
In Matthew 28, beginning in verse 19, Jesus told them this.
马太福音28:19.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations.
他要去要走到所有的国度。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
他说要你们去使万民做我的门徒。
Teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。
But listen to this.
但是听这里。
He said, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age, till the end of time."
这里耶稣说我常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
And that promise to be with them till the end of time would make all the difference that they and future generations of disciples, including us, would need to accomplish that otherwise impossible task.
也正是因为耶稣说我将常与你们同在直到世界的末了，这才使当时的门徒和下一代一代又一代的门徒像我们一样能够去完成这一项看似不可能完成的任务。
David knew that and Joshua knew that and Gideon knew that the first disciples knew that and the apostle Paul knew it as well.
大卫知道约书亚知道基甸知道第一批门徒知道使徒保罗也知道。
Okay, now I want you to turn with me to the book of Philippians.
现在请大家把圣经翻到腓立比书。
Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, and I want you to turn to the 4th chapter.
翻到第四章。
Where Paul, about 32 years after Jesus ascended up into heaven,Paul said this.
在耶稣升天之后的大概32年之后，保罗这里写道。
In verse 19, he said, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus."
这里腓立比书4:19，使徒保罗说：“我的神必。”照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
Now that's easy, you know, that's easy for some people to say.
也许对有些人来说，这是很轻易能够说出口的。
But you know, Paul didn't say that because he had everything that he needed handed to him on a silver platter.
但是要注意，保罗这里说。他这么说并不是因为他可以非常轻易地得到他一切所需要的。
I want you to flip with me back in your Bibles, back past Philippians and Ephesians and Galatians and into 2 Corinthians to chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
请大家把圣经翻到哥林多后书第十一章，哥林多后书第十一章。
About 6 years before he made that amazing statement to the Philippians, this is what he told the Corinthians.
大约是在就在这之前就是六年前他写了一封信给哥林多的教会也就是我们知道的哥林多后书。
He was comparing himself to some other people who claimed to be apostles, but not just apostles, but super apostles.
他将自己和那些自称为是超级使徒的人相作比较。
In the second part of verse 23, just follow along with me what he says.
在大家翻到的第11章的23节，从23节后半部分，我们来读。
Paul says, I have worked much harder, been in prison more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again.
我受了更多的劳苦，更多的监禁，更多的鞭打。
Five times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one.
经常面临死亡，我在犹太人的手中遭受了五次40-1的鞭打。
Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. Three times I was shipwrecked. I spent a day and a night in the open sea.
被棍子打过三次，被石头砸过一次，遭遇海难三次，在深海里度过了一昼一夜。
I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger, but from rivers.In danger from bandits, in danger from my fellow Jews, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false believers.
我经常行远路，遭遇江河的危险，强盗的危险，来自同胞的危险，来自外邦人的危险，城里的危险，在旷野中的危险，在海上的危险，在假弟兄中的危险。
I've labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I've been cold and naked.
我辛苦劳碌，经常失眠，又饥又渴，经常缺食，遭受寒冷，衣不蔽体。
Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
除了这些外在的事，还有对各教会的挂虑，天天压在我身上。
Who is weak and I don't feel weak? Who is led into sin and I do not inwardly burn?
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？有谁被绊倒，我不心如火烧呢？
That was Paul's life. That's what he had gone through.
这就是保罗他所经历的，他的人生。
Sometimes we think we have it difficult.
虽然我们也许有些时候觉得我们好像在经历了一些困难。
Okay, that is what he wrote in about 56 AD.
这是他大约在公元56年时候写的。
After he wrote that to the Corinthians, shortly thereafter he went and visited them.
在他写了这封信给哥林多教会之后，他就拜访了这个教会。
He spent a few months with them, and then he made his way to Jerusalem.
他在哥林多教会待了大概几个月，然后他就回到了耶路撒冷。
And on top of all that he'd already experienced, when he got to Jerusalem, he was arrested again.
但是在耶路撒冷的时候，他就被逮捕了。
He spent the next 2 years, in prison, and, standing trial before a couple of Roman governors.
在他被捕之后，他就被囚禁在了卡萨利亚，有大概有两年的时间，在那里等候罗马政府的审判。
And then he appealed his case to the emperor.
然后他就向当时的统治者是凯撒申诉。
Well, the emperor was in Rome, so he had to get on another ship and then sail for Rome.
但是当时的皇帝是在罗马，所以他要必须要坐一艘船，一艘去罗马的船。
And he experienced another shipwreck.
但是他又经历了另外一场船难。
On top of all the other shipwrecks he'd had in his life.
他已经经历过了一系列的海难，但是这次他又遇到了这样子的一个海难。
And when he finally made it to Rome, he spent 2 years waiting before the emperor would hear his case.
他到达罗马之后，他最终终于到达了罗马，但是他又等上了2年的时间，才真正见到了当时的皇帝。
That whole time he was under house arrest, but 24 hours a day he was chained to a Roman guard.
在这等待的被囚禁的时候，他24小时内都被囚禁在一间屋子里，并且铐上了链条。
And it's while he was chained to a Roman guard, imprisoned in his home, 24 hours a day, that he wrote those words to the Philippians.
但是就在他被囚禁的被铐住被囚禁被罗马的侍卫日夜看守的时候，他写下了这些文字。
And he said, "And my God will meet all your needs according to His riches and glory." In Christ Jesus.
他这里写到，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需要的都充足。
He said that because that's exactly what the Lord had done for him all his life.
他能够这么写，就是因为神在他人，这就是神在他人生的每一个处境为他做的。
When it came to everything he needed in any and every situation he found himself in,He too knew there was nothing lacking.
无论在何处境，他一切所需要的，他知道他都不缺乏。
There was nothing lacking because the Lord was right there with him, continually shepherding him and meeting every need that he had.
他不缺乏是因为神一直与他同在，牧养他，满足他一切所需。
That reminds me of a story I heard about many, many years ago of a man who decided that every time that he found himself in a trying or difficult situation, he would say this.
这让我想起了好几年前我听说过的一个人，他说无论他遇到什么样的挑战和困难，他都会对自己说。
He would simply say, for this,I have Jesus.
他会说，为此我有耶稣。
If the Lord is your shepherd, like he was David's shepherd,
如果耶和华是你的牧者，就像大卫那样。
When it comes to everything you need each and every day of your life,
你们人生中的每一天，你一切所需要的。
There will be nothing lacking.
都不会缺乏。
There'll be nothing lacking because he'll be right there with you.
因为神一直与你同在。
Continually shepherding you and meeting every need that you have.
牧养你，满足你一切所需。
You too can say whatever's going on in your life, you can say for this.I have Jesus.
你也可以说，无论是何环境，我有耶稣。
Can you say that this morning?
你可以今天早上你可以这么宣告吗？
Has there been a time and place in your life where you have personally invited Jesus into your life, trusting in Him to do for you what He alone can do?
在你生命中是否有这样的时刻，你邀请神进入你的人生来相信他，相信他能为你做的一切。
Have you repented of your sins and trusted him to give you life now and forever?
相信他会赦免你的罪，给你生命，现在一直到永远。
If there hadn't been a time and place in your life when you did that,I encourage you to do that today.
如果你还没有这么做的话，我鼓励你去这样做，今天就做。
I know your pastor, there's nothing else he would like to do than to help you make that decision and commitment.
我知道我们的牧师不他最想要做就是能够帮助你让神 带你来相信神。
Of course, many of you have already done that, and that's one of the big reasons why you come to church week after week to sing His praises.
当然，你们中很多人已经这么做了，这也是你们为什么每周都会来教会，大家一起唱赞美诗歌的原因。
Some of you, though, may wish you were a little bit more like David and were more confident in that wonderful truth of his abiding presence in your life.
也许你们中间有一些人会希望，能够像大卫那样拥有这样的信心，对神，与你同在的这个信心。
You know how you become more confident of that wonderful truth?
你也许希望你对神有更大的信心。
By just trusting that He'll provide for you day after day, everything you need.
但是只要相信每天每日神都会供应你所需要的一切。
And as you watch Him day after day after day meet your every need, I think it'll finally sink in.
当你当你看到神每日都在无论在什么环境都满足你一切的所需，我相信你就能够找到他。
It's liable to make the kind of difference that other people are looking for themselves.
我想要看到就是在其他人对他们生命所能造成的影响。
They may ask you about it.
当他们看到你生命的改变的时候，他们也许会问你。
And since they ask, you can tell them about Jesus.
当他们问的时候，就请你告诉他们耶稣。
He's the one, the only one who can meet our every need.
只有耶稣，唯有耶稣才能够满足你一切的所需。
Let's pray together.
让我们大家一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for that promise that you gave to Joshua and Gideon and David and the first disciples and Paul.
Oh, 神，谢谢你，给了大卫、耶稣亚、基甸，还有第一批门徒那样的应许。
Thank you for that promise you've made to us.
也谢谢你，给我们的应许。
But thank you most importantly for keeping your promise in our lives.
最重要的还是谢谢你能够在我们的生命当中一直在遵守你的应许。
We praise you with our lips this morning.
今天早上我们用我们的嘴巴来赞美你。
And we pray that you'll help us to praise you with our lives in the days ahead.
请你帮助我们用我们的生命来用我们的一生来赞美你。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。